我们在这里每一个成年的弟兄姊妹也能够跟这些孩子分享他们那个属灵的奥秘。
May every adult brother and sister sitting here can share in the secret of their spiritual happiness.
也让我们能够从他们的见证我们得到激励，也让我们跟他们一样能够 keep trusting my Lord， 不断地信靠我们的主。
May we also be encouraged by their testimony and keep trusting our Lord.
感谢主，在最近这几个月来教会有一些新的一些聚会和活动。
Praise the Lord that recently we have some new meetings in the church.
也许许多的弟兄姊妹知道，可能有部分的弟兄姊妹不是很清楚。
Maybe some of you are not too familiar with these activities or meetings.
我们在年初的时候开始在我们大礼拜进行的同时，在隔壁有青年人的英语崇拜。
Starting the beginning of this year, we had the children's worship.
No, youth worship.
Youth worship. Simultaneously, when the adults are having their worship here.
所以大家会发现我们在聚会的时候人比较多，那么到了诗班唱完以后有一部分人就离开了，他们是在隔壁有一个英语的崇拜。
And that's why you notice that in the beginning of the adult worship the hall is packed, but after the choir has sung their hymn some of the youth would be departing and going over to the next building.
除了青少年崇拜以外，我们每天每一个礼拜天早上在成人主日学同时，我们有个儿童崇拜。
In addition to this, during the adult Sunday school, there is a children's worship.
我们越来越有这个感觉，这种崇拜的教导是我们这个教会所需要强调的东西。
We're more and more convinced that we need to stress on the importance of the teaching of worship.
所以除了第一个主日以外，每一个主日我们在早上9:45一直到10:40我们用儿童的崇拜也是在隔壁。
Therefore except the first Sunday of every month when we have the Holy Communion, there will be children's worship during the time of the adult Sunday school in the chapel next door.
儿童崇拜是从幼稚园的孩子一直到六年级的孩子都可以参加的。
Children from kindergarten all the way up to the sixth grade can join the children's worship.
那么他们也常常在礼拜天早上训练一个小的诗班。
In addition to worship, they also practice as a choir.
那么是从小学二年级到六年级都欢迎参加这个小的诗班。二年级到六年级。
Second graders all the way up to sixth graders are welcome to join the children's choir.
所以在我们中间如果有这些孩子们的父母，请你早一点把他们带来。
So if you are parents of this children of this age group, please bring them.Early at 9:45.
我们每一次听见这些孩子唱诗，好像听见天使唱诗一样。
Every time we listen to their singing, it's like listening to the angels.
你问李牧师，你说李牧师，你是不是真的听过天使唱歌
？You might ask that, Pastor Lee, have you ever really listened to the singing of angels?
我没有听过天使唱歌，不过我想大概就是这个样子的声音。
I must admit I have never heard angels sing, but I guess that it would be like this.
非常的纯，非常的真。
Very pure and very true.
所以请弟兄姊妹在祷告里面也常常纪念这些孩子们在教会里面的一些聚会。
So please remember in your prayers the meetings of these children.
感谢主，今天是我第三次跟弟兄姊妹一同查考同样一段的经文。
I thank the Lord that I will be meditating with you this morning for the third time on the same passage.
在启示录里面，在荣耀里面的耶稣基督向着当时小亚细亚七个教会写七封信里面的第一封。
In the book of Revelation, the letter to the church in Ephesus is the first letter from the Christ in glory.
我们连续有三个主日念同样的这一段经文，就是启示录第二章第一节到第七节。
We have read the passage starting from the first verse of second chapter to verse 7 for three times already.
我们第一次特别着重在第一节。
The first time we meditated on this message, we was...Emphasizing the first verse.
我们特别思想到主耶稣基督今天在教会里面的地位是什么。
We stress the position of Christ in the church today.
在最近十几年来，在西方的基督教非常看重教会增长这一个学问。
Recently, in among the Western churches, they play a lot of emphasis on church growth.
他们用各个不同的角落来研究到底一个教会怎么样能够更兴旺，人数能够更增加。
They study the different factors which might lead to more church growth.
不是单单在量上，而是在质上，怎么样能够让教会能够有更稳的根基？
Not only in quantity, but also in quality, so that the church would have a firmer foundation.
在整个教会的增长的学问里面，有一个不可缺少的一个基础，就是主耶稣基督在这个教会的地位是什么？
In the whole philosophy of church growth, there is one very important thing, and that is the position of Christ in church.
数目增加有不同的方法。
There are different ways to increase the number.
但不都是建立在以耶稣基督为主的根基上面。
But not everyone is necessarily built upon the foundation of the position of Christ in the church.
所以在这七封书信里面，每一次主耶稣先提到他在教会里面的地位和身份。
And therefore, these seven letters to the churches in Asia Minor always start with the position of Christ in the church.
如果主耶稣基督的宝座在一个教会里面不够明显，这个教会可以算是一个也许有很蓬勃的外面而不一定有实质的一个教会。
If the throne of Christ is not obvious in a church, even though outwardly it's a very prosperous church, this church will not be a very firm.
第二次我跟弟兄姊妹一起思想到第二章二节三节六节这三节圣经里面的话。
Second time we meditated on verses 2, 3 and 6.
主对教会的称赞。
And that is the praises of Christ for the church.
我们上次提到历世历代许许多多的信徒因着这三个字得到极大的鼓励，就是主知道。
We talked about throughout history many many Christians were encouraged by the phrase that the Lord knows.
上个礼拜我曾经在这跟弟兄姊妹提到，今天在教会里面很可惜的跟今天社会一样，充满了许多人的恩怨。
Unfortunately, the church today is filled with conflicts andmisunderstandings among humans.
我们要怎么样能够克服胜过这些人与人之间的一些恩怨呢？
How are we going to overcome these conflicts?
在圣经里面一而再再而三提醒我们，我们要看见主知道一切。
And that is, we have to meditate on this phrase, the Lord knows.
我们为什么会有恩怨的感觉呢？
Why do we have the feeling of conflict?
因为我被误会。
Because I was misunderstood.
为什么我们会有恩怨的感觉呢？
Why do I have this feeling of conflict?
因为我做了别人不能欣赏。
Because I have done something and no one appreciated.
但是弟兄姊妹，让我们真是看见，主不只是有宝座在教会的里面，而且他知道每一个弟兄姊妹在人前人后一切的事情。
May the Lord help us not only to see the throne of Christ in the church, but that He also knows everything before and behind us.
今天早上我愿意跟弟兄姊妹能够把这一个这个以弗所教会的这一封信能够把它看完，我们要看第四节、第五节和第七节。
I hope that we can finish this letter to the Ephesian church today.
提到主在教会里面的责备。
And that is the reproach of Christ.For the church.
也提到主在教会里面的劝告。
And also the admonishment of Christ for the church.
也提到主在教会里面的应许。
And also the promise of Christ for the church.
请我们一起翻回到刚才我们所读的启示录第二章。
Let's now turn back to the second chapter of Revelation.
首先我们看主的责备在第四节。
First we talk about the reproach of Christ, which is in verse 4.
主耶稣在这里说，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Christ said, Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love.
第二，在第五节讲到主的劝勉和提醒。
And secondly, about the encouragement and the admonishment of Christ in verse 5.
主在第五节说，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
不止这里有主的责备，也有主的劝告，也有最后主的应许，在第七节，他说：“得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。”
And finally, the promise of Christ, he who has an ear.I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
我们先看第四节提到主的责备。
First, let us come back to the reproach of Christ.
我们上个礼拜看到说主耶稣知道这个教会有优点有长处。
Last week, we talked about that Christ is fully aware of the merits and the shortcomings of the church.
一讲讲了七个长处。七个长处。
First, he talked about the seven merits of the church.
这七个长处不是人给他们的。
These seven merits did not come from man. And not recommended by man.
弟兄姊妹,
it is actually the recommendation of the Christ in glory. Living in this world today, we hear different kinds of voices.
有许多好话, 有许多坏话,
some are flattering, some are hurting.
但是上次我们特别强调, 让我们听到主的声音, 而不是单单听到人的批评。
Last week we said that we have to listen to the voice of Christ.
这七件事情分成哪两类呢?
How are these seven merits divided?
一方面是讲到以弗所教会在侍奉和工作上非常的出众。
First of all, it is the ministry of the church in Ephesus. It's very outstanding.
他们不只是在做工, 他们也劳碌地做工, 而且忍耐地劳碌地做工。
Not only that they labor, but they labor in perseverance.
他们不只是在侍奉上有见证, 他们在神学和信仰上也有很明显的见证。
Not only that, their theology is excellent.
但是主讲到第四节的时候, 他用一个然而转了一个弯。
But when it comes to verse 4, Christ said, yet.
请注意弟兄姊妹, 前面讲了七个他的优点。
Notice this. Christ talked about the seven merits of Christ.
然后主说,然而有一件事我要责备。
But when it comes to verse 4, yet I hold this against you.
如果你不悔改这一件事情,我要让你从这个灯台上被挪去。
And says that if you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
我们都知道简单的数学。
We know very simple arithmetic.
七就是七,一就是一。
Seven is seven and one is one.
你有七个长处,一个短处。
You have seven merits but one shortcoming.
相比之下,七减一还有六个好处。
If you compare the two, seven is bigger than one by seven.
不是用人间的算术来对教会的评价。
But Christ is not evaluating the church by human arithmetic.
你有七个好处,不错。
True, you have seven merits.
但你有一个致命的缺点。
But you have a fatal error.
你再有多的长处,又有什么用处呢?
Even though you have numerous merits, it's not going to help.
很清楚在这里给我们看见一个教训,在神的国度里面,不是用功来补过。Here
we see a very clear teaching that we cannot overcome our shortcomings by doing good work.
也许我们中国的幸福受中国传统的宗教文化思想的影响。
Maybe we have been influenced by the traditional Chinese teachings.
那一种的思想今天带到中国的教会里面。
And this kind of traditional teaching has been brought into the church today.
我做了错事,我用好事来补这个错事。
I have done something wrong, so in order to make up for that, I'll do something good.
弟兄姊妹,我们在神的面前功过不能这样相抵的。
But God doesn't go by this system.
对得救的人是这么说,对得胜的人也是一样。
Not only to those who are saved, but also to those who have overcome.
当我们看见主在这里很严厉地警告他们的时候,
Christ here solemnly reprimands them.
我们一定有一个问题在心里面, 为什么主耶稣那么不近情理呢?
Immediately a question will arise, why is Christ so demanding?
主耶稣不是太苛求,太挑剔了吗?
Isn't he too picky?
他未免太严厉,太不讲理。
Isn't he too harsh and unreasonable?
我们说主耶稣在这里给我们看一个过分的一个太过分的一个图画。
It seems like Christ is going to the extreme.
我们说, 好像一个人在豆腐里面挑骨头一样。
It's almost like trying to find a piece of bone in bean curd.
在我们的经验里面, 尤其是我们的社会经验,
especially from our own personal experience in the society.
我们看见吹毛求疵的现象到处都有。
We see a lot of picky people.
那么难道主也是一个吹毛求疵的主吗?
Is Christ also a picky Christ?
难道主是那样不近情理的主吗?
Is he an unreasonable Christ?
弟兄姊妹,不是的, 主耶稣绝不是这样一位主。
No, certainly not. Christ is not that kind of a Christ.
这里面有非常重要的背景和因素在。
But actually, there's very important factors behind this.
主所责备的, 主在教会里面所要求的是什么呢?
What is Christ asking for in the church?
他说,有一样事情我要责备你。
He said, there's one thing that I hold against you. And that is you have forsaken your first love.
弟兄姊妹,什么人对我们有爱的要求呢?
What kind of people would demand love from us?
我相信在座我们每一个人都有这种爱与被爱的经验。
I'm sure everyone has the experience of loving and beloved.
我们对什么人有一种爱的要求, 希望在他身上有一个爱的流露和爱的现象向着我。
What kind of people do we demand love from them?
只有你爱的人, 你才对他有爱的要求。
Only those that you love.
也正因为这样, 所以主耶稣特别对以弗所教会的这一方面的要求证明他对以弗所教会的爱。
And because of this, it proves that Christ actually loves the church in Ephesus.
主责备他们说你们起初的爱心失落了。
Christ reprimanded them, saying that you have forsaken your first love.
刚才我说, 只有爱我们的人才会注重我们对他们的爱。
I have just said that only those that love us will treasure our love to them.
只有爱我们的人才会要求我们对他的爱。
Only those that actually love us will demand our love for them.
也只有爱我们的人会珍惜我们对他的爱。
And only those that love us will treasure our love.
有的时候我们爱一个人，爱一个对象，我们觉得他一点不珍惜那份爱。
Sometimes we try to love someone, but the other person does not appreciate.
为什么?
Why? Because he does not have love for you.
所以爱与爱是彼此响应。
So you see, love is a mutual thing.
事实上,主耶稣在这里不是责备他们失落爱心, 主耶稣是责备他们失落那个起初的爱心。
Here, Christ is not saying that you have lost your love, but he's saying that you have forsaken your first love.
什么叫起初的爱呢?
What do we mean by first love?
起初的爱也许不一定很老练。The
first love might not be very experienced.
起初的爱也许不一定很成熟。It
might not be very mature.
但是起初的爱好像今天我们看见这一批小孩子那种单纯、那种纯意的表现的那种爱。But
the first love would be what we have just probably experienced, the love of the little children, pure.
今天我们在主面前失去了这种动机纯正的爱。
Today we have lost this kind of love that is motivated by purity.
主耶稣在这里说这是起初的爱。
Christ said, this is the first love.
主在这里没有提到, 你如果读这一段启示录第二章,主耶稣没有提到到底他们是什么时候失去这样的爱。
Christ didn't say when they have forsaken the first love.
也没有提到在什么情况之下失去这样的爱。
And under what circumstances they have forsaken the first love.
我们知道保罗设立这个以弗所教会是在 启示录耶稣基督写这封书信给以弗所教会中间相差大概有三四十年的时间。
We know that there has been more than 30 years between Paul founding the church in Ephesus and Christ writing this letter to them.
在这三四十年的发展的过程当中,
during these 30 odd years,
我们不知道什么时候他们的爱有高有低，什么时候爱有起有伏。
We don't know whether their love has ups and downs or not.
但是如果我们从这一段圣经上下文来看,
but if we analyze the context of this verse,
主耶稣在责备以弗所教会说他们没有爱的时候,
when Christ reproached them for forsaking their first love,
弟兄姊妹请注意,这里有一个非常严肃的一件事情,
don't forget that when they were being reproached for forsaking the first love, Christ also mentioned the seven merits.
好像在他们侍奉的过程当中,渐渐,那个爱已经减少。
It seems like during their ministering, this first love is gradually decreasing.
好像两夫妇一样。
Just like a couple.
他们还是有夫妇的感情,还有夫妇的关系。
They still have the relationship of a husband and wife.
他们还是有夫妇的生活。
They still have the living of a husband and a wife.
但是不知不觉,他们彼此之间的爱,慢慢地似乎冲淡了。But
gradually, this love between them is diluting.
主耶稣在这里所看重,所强调的,所责备的,是这一方面的事情。
Christ is reproaching them for this matter.
不只是失去纯义的爱,而是在那个爱的里面,他们外面还有许许多多的侍奉,还有许多的活动和工作。Not
only that the first love is gone, but that in the same time, they were still maintaining all these magnificent work.
一个教会,一个信徒到了这个地步,
if a church comes to this point, it desperately needs the reproach of Christ.
有工作而没有爱。
You have ministry but without love.
有神学而没有爱。
You have theology but without love.
有立场而没有爱。
You have a standpoint but without love.
换句话说, 主在那里所看见的是有外表而没有本质。
In other words, Christ is reproaching them for having an outward appearance but not the essence.
但是可能外面的人看不见。
Maybe outsiders cannot tell.
外面所看见是他们蓬蓬勃勃的工作。
When people look at it from the outside, it's a prospering church.
外面所看的是从一个旧的礼拜堂搬到一个新的礼拜堂。
Outwardly speaking, The church moved from an old building into a brand new building.
从外面来看, 从100多人, 现在增长到300多人。
The attendance rises from 100 to more than 300.
但是虽然人不知道, 但是弟兄姊妹, 我们记得, 圣经告诉我们说, 主知道。
But even though man cannot tell the difference, but Christ knows.
外面很热闹, 里面缺少那个本钱。
Maybe outwardly we are booming with activities, but inside we lack the essence. When I was preparing for this sermon, I asked myself this question. Does the Ephesian church know this?
外面看的人不知道,
the people outside cannot tell.
主知道,
but the Lord knows.
但是他们自己知不知道?
But what about the Ephesians themselves?
这些以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹,他一面有工作,一面劳务,一面忍耐,一面试验家使徒,但是他们知不知道,他们对着主的心已经开始改变。
These Ephesians, they minister, they labor, they discern against false prophets, but do they actually know inside that they, the first stop is gone? I want to place this question in front of every brother and sister. I wish every Christian would meditate on this question. These efficient Christians and efficient preachers, they are busy with a lot of activities, but do they know that inside they actually lack the essence?
这答案是两个可能。
There are two possible answers.
一个是知道, 一个是不知道。
One is they know, the other is they don't know.
以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹知道, 外面热闹, 里面已经冷冰冰的。
The Ephesians know that even though outside is very active, inside it's cold.
第二个可能,
the second possibility,
不知道。
They don't know.
他们还是一样在外面热乎乎的在做。
They continue to work outside.
但是他们不知道他们对着主的爱已经失落了。
But inside they don't realize that they have lost this love for Christ.
这个答案是知道的话, 下面有一些知道带出来的答案联想。
The answer saying that they know would lead to other consequences.
如果这答案是不知道的话, 也有一个不知道的联想。
The answer is saying that they don't know also have other implications.
所以弟兄姊妹,让我们自己在神的面前揣摩思想,到底这个答案正反带出来的结果是什么?
Let us meditate before God on our own what these two possibilities mean.
求主今天帮助我们,让我们每一个属他的儿女都听到主向我们说这样的话。
May every Christian be able to hear this word from God himself.
我们中文说起初的爱,刚才刘弟兄在读的时候说是 first love, 第一种的爱。
We mentioned earlier that this love that Christ reproached them for forsaking is first love.
请我们一同看马可福音。
Let us now turn to the gospel according to Mark.
我们看看在神的眼光中, 爱到底有几种?
And then we can see how many kinds of love there are.
我们看马可福音第12章。
Let's turn to the 12th chapter of gospel according to Mark.
我们从28节, 读到31节。
We read from verse 28 to 31.
在这几节的圣经里面是我们相当熟悉的。
We are quite familiar with these verses.
请各位看我来读。有一个文士来听见他们辩论，小的耶稣回答得很好，就问他说：“诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？” 29节耶稣回答说：“第一要紧的就是说，以色列你要听主我们神是独一的主。”30节你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。其次， 就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的。在这个地方，主耶稣提到两个最重要的诫命。
In this passage, Christ mentioned two very important commandments.
但是两条诫命提到几种爱呢?
In these two commandments, how many kinds of love are mentioned?
很清楚的，这里是提到三种的爱。
Clearly, there are three kinds of love mentioned here.
很多时候我们读到这段圣经的时候，我们一看，我们说这是两种，一种是爱神，一种是爱人。
When we come here, we usually say, well, there are only two kinds of love. One is to love the Lord, and the other is love your neighbor.
弟兄姊妹错了，你如果仔细看这段圣经，主耶稣在这里说不是这两种爱，一种爱神，一种爱人而已。
But if you read more carefully, you realize that it's not just two kinds of love.
第一种是爱主、爱神、爱天父的爱。
First kind of love is the love for God, the Father, and Christ.
第二种的爱是爱自己的爱。
Second kind of love is to love oneself.
因为主耶稣在这里不是说第二个爱是要爱人，他说爱人如己。
Because the Lord says here that you have to love your neighbor as yourself.
今天有许许多多的基督徒在爱的功课上没有办法学好，没有办法有新的突破，在这一个观念上有个很大的拦阻。
Many Christians today have problems with the lessons of love. Probably the stumbling block is right here.
在理性上知道怎么爱神。
Intellectually, we know how to love the Lord.
在理性上知道怎么爱人。
Intellectually, we know how to love others.
但是常常没有办法把这样东西连在一起。
But many times we cannot link the two together.
因为我们忽略了一种更重要，也是不是一个很重要的爱，就是爱己的那种爱。
Because we have neglected one very important love, and that is to love yourself.
很清楚，主耶稣在这里给我们看见一个次序。
We are glad that we can see an order of these three kinds of love.
我们如果不爱神，我们不会自爱。
If we don't love God, we don't know how to love ourselves.
我们不会自爱。我们也不懂得爱人。
If we don't know how to love ourselves, we don't know how to love others.
当然，主耶稣在这里说的爱自己不是一种自私的那种爱。
Of course, loving yourself is not a very selfish love.
我想这个自爱是我们中国人，也许我们从小被带大，一直听到长辈告诉我们说，你们要自爱啊，你们要自爱的那种爱。
Maybe we are influenced by the traditional teaching in Chinese saying love oneself.
当然，我们知道有人他可以爱人，他可以不爱自己。
Of course, we know that there are certain kinds of people who love others and don't love themselves.
我们爱别人不一定爱自己。
We can love others, but not necessarily love ourselves.
同样，那种不正常、不对的爱自己，是不在爱神的前提之下发出来的爱。
And in the same token, the mistaken kind of self-love.Can also lead to an inability to love others.
主耶稣在这里特别提到的是，你已经失去了你的 first love.
The Lord Jesus admonished the church in Ephesus, saying that you have forsaken your first love.
他提醒以弗所的弟兄姊妹。
He's reminding the Ephesians.
他提醒以弗所的传道人。
He's reminding the Ephesian preachers.
也许你们爱工作。
Maybe you love your work.
但是你们那个第一个爱主的爱已经失去了。
But the first love, the love for God, is gone.
甚至你们可以爱这个教会。
You can love the church.
但是你们可以爱教会，不一定爱教会的主。
But you can love the church without loving the Lord.
好像两个礼拜以前，焦牧师在这里提醒我们。
It's like what Pastor Chu reminded us 2 weeks ago.
很多时候我们可以爱主所给的恩赐，而我们可以忽略了爱那个赐恩赐的主。
Sometimes we can love the gifts of the Lord, but not the Lord of the gifts.
这些年来，我实在发现，在我心里面有一个很严重的一个危机。
Recently, I have noticed that there is a undercurrent that in my life.
我会爱一个侍奉，爱一个工作，爱一个教会，超过爱主。
I can love a ministry, I can love the church more than I love the Lord.
我可以爱主以外的任何的事情，但是都超过我们对主的爱。
I can love the things of the Lord.And this love can surpass the love for the Lord himself. May the Lord give us the first love. And make this love become the source of the other kinds of love.
非常明显，以弗所教会一面有工作，他们这个爱已经没有了。
Obviously, the Ephesian church is maintaining their work, but without love.
在整个侍奉、整个工作上变成非常的冷酷。
The whole thing becomes very cold.
冷酷到一个地步，有功而没有真正的爱。
It's so cold to the point that there will be work, but without love.
这是第一个主的责备。
This is the first thing that the Lord is reproaching them for.
但是感谢主，主责备以后，主也提醒他，也劝告他们。
But praise the Lord that after this reprimand, Christ also encouraged them and give them promise.
主对他们有一个简单的要求。
Christ asked of them one simple thing.
要悔改
and that is to repent.
要悔改
to repent.
你在什么地方坠落，要在什么地方回头。
You repent and do the things you did at first.
什么叫悔改？什么叫 repent 呢？
What does it mean by repent?
我在准备的时候，我去翻了许多不同的字典。
When I was preparing for this, I checked a few dictionaries.
我查 Oxford 的 English Dictionary, 我查 Webster 的这些字典。我归纳出这些字典对悔改的定义是什么。
I looked up both the Webster and the Oxford Dictionary.
在这些字典里面告诉我们说
The definition of repent in these dictionaries as follow.
他说一个人因为过去的行为和言语上面的错误一个人在过去在言语上或者行为上面的一些错误
A person based on his past mistaken deeds or words
或者是过去的一些忽略
Or the past negligence
那么而有的一种伤痛和不满的一种表现
Which generates dissatisfaction and hurting feeling
那么产生一种新的态度的行动叫做悔改
Which would lead to new kinds of values and action And that is repent.
很复杂
Very complicated.
我们听完以后也不知道在讲什么
After we have listened to this, we don't even know what we have talked about.
但是当我回到圣经里面看的时候
But when we come back to the scriptures,
我发现圣经里面所说的关于悔改的正把所有这些字典里面所说的归纳在圣经的里面
The definition in the Bible encompasses all the definitions in the dictionaries.
我们看第五节主耶稣怎么说
Let's now read verse 5 and see what Christ
后面说,
says.
他说, 你若不悔改, 我要怎么怎么对待你?
It says that if you do not repent, then I will do certain things.
但是前面他在讲到悔改的时候, 有两样东西跟悔改有关系。
But before he talks about this, he mentioned two things that are related to repentance.
第一个是回想。
And first is to remember.
第二个是行,做事情的做,行。
The second one is to do.
那么有一本这个这个查经的书很好，他说悔改有三方面，一个是 remember， 一个是 repent， 一个是 repeat， 再一次做原来做的事情。
There's a commentary that says, the three facts about repenting is first to remember, second to repent, and second to third to repeat。
其实我们中文这个悔改这两字翻译的非常的好。
Actually, the Chinese translation of this word repent is excellent.
一个是悔，一个是改。
And that is to regret and to change.
悔改这两个字，一方面是提到过去，悔是对过去的一些事情的连相连。
So first, you regret of the past.
第二个改是对将来的这一方面的相连。
And then secondly, you correct for the future.
所以换句话说，中文这两个字翻得非常好，是因为一方面有过去的连接，一方面有将来的连接。
So you see, the Chinese translation links the past to the future.
一方面在思想上，一方面在行动上。
Conceptually, you regret of the past, and then in action, you change.
我们看见浪子的故事，就是一个很好的一个写照。
The prodigal son is a typical illustration.
在路加福音十五章那个浪子的比方，他回到父家里是从回想开始。
The prodigal son, returning to his father's home, was prompted by his remembering.
回想什么呢
？What did he remember?
主耶稣要你要我回想什么呢
？What is the Lord asking us to remember?
耶稣基督在这里说，你在什么地方坠落，就要在什么地方回头。
He is asking us to remember the height from which we have fallen.
刚才我们刘弟兄所翻译的，他说 ，remember the height， 回想我在坠落之前的那个高度。
And that is to remember where you were before you fell.
很多时候，我们在一个属灵的高峰的时候，我们在那个时候开始下来。
Many times we actually fall from the pinnacle of our spiritual life.
主耶稣说你要回想。
Christ said, "Remember."
你回想你在什么地方下来，你要在那个地方回到我的面前。
Christ said, remember where you have fallen and go back there and repent.
回想这个字很明显的跟时间有密切的关系。
This word remember gives us the feeling of time.
我们知道这个教会已经有三四十年的这个历史。
We know that the church in Ephesus has only 30 odd years of history.
时间越长回想就越吃力是不是
The longer the time span is, the more difficult it is to remember.
现在要你回想昨天的事情容易。
It's easy to remember what has happened yesterday.
要你回想去年的事情不是那么简单。
If I ask you to remember what happened last year, it's a little more difficult.
我们要回想十年前的事情就更加的模糊。
But to remember things in 10 years ago, it's most difficult.
所以我们在这里很清楚地看见，一个信徒他年日越久。他在神的面前要回想起来就越吃力。
Here we learn the lesson that the longer we have become a Christian, the harder it is to remember.
资格越老的基督徒出毛病越难处理。
Veteran Christians who have problems are more difficult to handle.
第一，他知道的相当的多。
First, he knows a lot.
第二，他回想的时候实在很难回想到一些他该想的东西。
And secondly, practically speaking, to remember things in the past, it's very difficult.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲到浪子的故事，不只是那个在外面做浪子的那个儿子叫浪子。
Brothers and sisters, when we talk about the prodigal son, it's not just the son that have left the father's home.
我们知道那个在家里面的大儿子，如果我们从浪子的角度来看，他也是一个浪子，不过他在家里面做浪子。
The son that stayed home was also a prodigal son, except that he was a prodigal son at home.
每一次我们看路加福音十五章的时候，我们说这是浪子的故事。
Every time we read the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, we say, this is the story of the prodigal son.
我们都只指这个小儿子。
Many times we are referring to the younger one.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道主耶稣当年所说的，也只说这大儿子说的。
But don't forget that when Christ used this parable, he also mentioned the older son, who is also a prodigal son.
不要以为不聚会的才是浪子，有的时候聚会的也有浪子。
Please don't think that those that have forsaken meetings are the prodigal sons, but those that actually come back to the meetings in church could also be prodigal sons.
不只是那些今天不在我们中间的人，我们说他们要回想，我们今天在主的面前，我们也要常常回想。
Not only that those who have deserted the church have to remember, but we who are in the church need also to remember.
然后主说，你要行起初所行。
And then Christ said, you have to do what you have done in the, at first.
单单回想带来一种懊悔的感觉是没有用的。
Just being regretful of the past is not enough.
在 Webster Dictionary 里面有一个解释说 repent 是 to feel sorry, 就觉得对不起，对的歉疚，这不是真正的悔改的意思。
In the Webster's Dictionary, it says repent is to feel sorry about the past. That's not enough.
我们要行起初所行的。
We have to do what we did at first.
什么叫起初所行的？
What are the things that we did at first?
前面耶稣说，你失落了那起初的爱。
Jesus mentioned earlier that you have forsaken your first love.
换句话说，我们要行那个起初跟爱有关系的那些事情。
In other words, we have to do things that we did in the first relating to love.
换句话说，我们要行能够经得起爱的考验的工作。
In other words, we have to do things that can be tested by love.
主耶稣说，你若不悔改，我要让你这个灯台在这个灯台上被挪走。
Jesus says that if you do not repent, I will remove the lampstand from its place.
什么叫挪移灯台呢？
What does it mean to remove the lampstand?
到底主耶稣这里说把灯台挪掉是什么意思？
What does it mean?
这是一个刑罚，这是一个管教。
This is a punishment.
但是到底这个刑罚是什么意思？
What does this mean?
这个灯台从这一个地方被挪掉是什么意思？
When a lampstand is being removed from its place, what does it mean?
有人说这是代表教会关门的意思。
Some people says that this means the church is closing down.
现在这里没有教会了。
There won't be any more church in this place.
本来有教会的聚会。
There used to be a church meeting.
现在变成工厂了。
Here, now it's converted into a factory.
变成学校了。
It's now converted to a school.
变成医院了。
It's now a hospital.
变成一种收容所了。
It's now a nursery home.
我们看见在教会历史里面有这种现象。
We know from the church history that these things do happen.
30年来在中国大陆许许多多的教会落到这样的现象的里面。
In the past 30 years in China, some churches have fallen into this situation.
教会只有一个外壳，已经没有里面聚会的实质。
Many churches only have the outward appearance without the essence inside.
是的，弟兄姊妹，这是挪移这个灯台。
That's what it means to remove the lampstand.
我们看见小亚细亚当年有那么多蓬蓬勃勃的教会。
We see that in the past there were so many prospering churches in Asia Minor.
当年的小亚细亚就是今天的土耳其。
The Asia Minor in Christ's days is now the Turkey today.
12年前我得到一个资料。
12 years ago, I gathered this piece of information.
人家告诉我说，土耳其全国到底有多少基督徒？
Someone surveyed and found out how many Christians there were in Turkey.
12年前他们告诉我说，全土耳其国没有超过60个基督徒，不是60间教会，60个基督徒。
12 years ago, the survey said that There were no more than 60 Christians in the whole country of Turkey.
这些在第一世纪蓬勃的教会到后来变成历史的沉寂。
These prospering churches now become historical debris.
弟兄姊妹，神是轻慢不得的。
We see that this God is not a God that can be taken lightly.
若是我们在主面前不悔改，这一个蓬勃勃勃荣耀的教会有一天要变成废墟。
We can tell that if we do not come back to Him, this prospering church can become just a historical debris.
但是这灯台的挪移还有另外一个意思。
But there's another meaning to removing the lampstand.
灯台是发光。
The lampstand is to give off light.
当这个灯不发光的时候，这个灯台放在那里也等于被挪移掉一样。
But if the light is removed, then the lampstand is equivalent to being removed.
外面可以仍旧有一些活动。
Externally, there could be still a lot of activities.
但是已经失去了教会的功用，失去了教会的见证。
But it has lost the function and the testimony of a church.
弟兄姊妹，我们越看主的话，我们越战惊在主的面前。
The more we read God's word, the more trembling we are.
因为我们知道神的审判是必然的。
Because we know that the punishment of God is inevitable.
弟兄姊妹，这些年来我们讲太多神的爱。
Too many times we talk about the love of God.
我们忽略了神是那位轻慢不得的主。
We forgot that God is a God who cannot be taken lightly.
我们忽略了我们不能跟这位主开玩笑。
We forgot that we cannot joke with this God.
弟兄姊妹，神的审判是必然会临到。
God's punishment is inevitable.
但是感谢主，虽然神的审判是必然的，但是神的审判不是马上临到。
But praise the Lord, this punishment of God, though it's inevitable, it's not imminent.
让我再很诚恳地在这里分享我自己这里的心里的感觉，上帝的审判是必然的，但是上帝的审判不是马上就来到的。Let
me share with you this again, that though the punishment of God is inevitable, it's not imminent.
最近我们同工们有一次在聚会的时候，我们在交通一件事情。
Recently, the co-workers in the church were sharing about this.
为什么今天的基督徒，也许包括我们传道人在内，非要到了一个无路可走的时候，才可怜兮兮的回到主面前说：“主啊，救我！”
Why is it that so many Christians have to be pushed to the against the wall, and then they come back to the cross and ask for help?
今天为什么我们非要走到一个极端的时候，我们不会回头到主的面前来？
Why is it that we have to come to the edge of the cliff before we return to Christ?
弟兄姊妹，不管你喜欢不喜欢，不管你愿意不愿意，神的审判是必然从神的家开始。Whether
you like it or not, the punishment of God, the judgment of God starts from the family of God.
有一些我们一直不肯在主的面前拿出来对付的事，总有一天主要跟我们算账的账。Things
that we're trying to hide will one day be exposed.
求主今天提醒我们。 让我们回想，然后回头到主的面前。
May the Lord remind us today to remember and then to return to Him.
最后，我们看见主的应许。Finally,
we come to the promise of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我在两次以前曾经提到主在教会里面寻找得胜的人。I
have been telling you that the Lord has been searching for the overcomers in the church.
我们提到基督徒有三方面，一个是得救，一个是得胜，一个是得赎。
There are three types of Christians. One is the first is saved, the second is the victorious, and the third is redeemed.
得救是讲我们灵命跟神之间的关系。
When we are saved, it talks about our spiritual life.
得胜是讲今天我们在生活上面为主所活出的见证。
And to be victorious means our living testimony today.
得赎是我们对将来有一个盼望，每一个基督徒身体都要在神的面前得赎。
To be redeemed talks about the glorious hope we have in the future.
主在教会里面寻找得胜的人。Today,
the Lord is searching for the overcomers.
我们知道得胜的人不多。We
know that there are few overcomers.
因为如果我们看圣经，我们看见得胜者是用单数来讲。Notice
that when the term the overcomer is used, it's in singular.
是单独的在神面前跟神之间的关系那种得胜的经历。
And that is a very personal victory in the spiritual battle.
圣经很清楚给我们看见，得胜不是我们一伙人大家一起热烘烘的一起得胜，不是的，是一个一个在主面前过得胜的生活。It's
not a victory shared by everybody in the church, but actually it's a personal victory.
七封信都是一样。All
seven letters are the same.
那么在以弗所教会里面，这得胜者是什么样的人？是得胜者呢？
What are the overcomers in the church in Ephesus?
就是在
Come back to where they were.
得胜跟得赏必然有密切的关系。
To be a victor is related to the reward.
在两次以前我也曾经提到，今天在教会里面我们太少讲到赏赐这一件事情。
I have mentioned this before that the matters about reward has been talked about too infrequently in the church.
今天我们在教会里面缺少不断的用赏赐来成为我们服侍主、跟从主的动机。
Many times we neglect to mention the motivation of the reward.
有的时候人家说，哎，不要讲得赏，这个太功利了。
Many times others will criticize saying that let's not talk about reward. This is too selfish.
弟兄姊妹。 我们的神难道是个不公平的神吗？
But brothers and sisters, isn't our God a just God?
难道今天我们在教会里面看见这个人比较爱主、比较摆上，他将来在神面前的神的处理是跟其他的人一样的吗？
You think God is going to treat a person who loves him dearly when he is on earth?
你以为你
is the same as one who does not?
你以为你现在所过的生活，每天的日子过得平平顺顺，你觉得这就是相安无事了吗？
You think that by living peacefully enough and that you will have no problems later on?
弟兄姊妹，让我们相信主在我们身上是知道我们的摆上，也对我们的摆上有必然的赏赐。
Please remember that God actually knows the sacrifices that we have made and that he will reward those sacrifices.
以弗所教会里面得胜者，耶稣基督说，我要给他一个权利。
To the overcomers in Ephesus, Christ says, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life.
亚当夏娃所失落的, 在这个得胜者的人身上, 得回那些福分。
What Adam and Eve have lost, the overcomers have regained.
当我们再一次回过头来思想这七节圣经的时候,
When we look back at these seven verses,
我在主面前有一个很诚恳的一个祷告。
I have a very sincere prayer before God.
求主把这七节圣经好像一面镜子。
May these seven verses be a mirror for us.
照亮这个传道人。
To reflect for the preachers to reflect upon.
照亮我们这里教会的每一位同工。
To for the co-workers in the church to reflect upon.
也照亮我们教会每一个弟兄姐妹。
And for every Christian to reflect upon.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，有耳可听的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们低头祷告。Let's
pray. 天父，我们感谢你。 虽然我们是软弱的人， 我们失去了你给我们当得的荣耀， 但是你却在基督里 替我们把这一切所失去的都恢复过来。主，我们感谢你。虽然一个教会在你面前有软弱，但是你却没有丢弃。因为你说过，你爱我们爱到底。谢谢主，你是守约施慈爱的主。纵然我们是信，你还是可信的，因为你永远不会背负你自己。 主啊，我们的软弱，我们在你面前承认，我们也愿意悔改。求主你怜悯我们，把我们重新的振作起来。主啊，虽然我们以前软弱，但是我们靠着加给我们力量的，我们凡事都能做。求主带领我们，但愿我们的教会不会落到好像小亚细亚那个时候的教会。有一段时间是风波，但是后来却再没有成绩了。 主啊，求你怜悯我们，带领我们众教，我们整个教会众弟兄姐妹，让我们每一个人在你面前都恢复我们起初的爱心。
主啊，
听我们这样的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。